Like I said, I'm doing some work for the Attorney General's office. It's an investigation that concerns one of your sister's friends. Sally feels something wrong in her fingers and toes that is a whole lot like the edge of panic. Where did you say you were from? Well, originally Bisbee, Gary says, but I've been in Tucson for nearly 25 years. It is panic that Sally is feeling, that much is certain, and it's creeping along her spine, spreading into her veins, moving toward her vital organs. I pretty much grew up in Tucson, Gary is saying. I guess you could say I'm chauvinistic, because I'm convinced it's the greatest place on earth. What's your investigation about? Sally interrupts before Gary can say more about his beloved Arizona. Well, there's a suspect we're looking for. Gary hates to do this. The joy he gets out of a murder investigation isn't happening for him this time around. I'm sorry to inform you of this, but his car is parked out there in your driveway. The blood drains out of Sally's head all at once, leaving her faint. She leans against the doorway and tries to breathe. She's seeing spots before her eyes, and every spot is red, hot as a cinder. That goddamn Jimmy just doesn't let go. He keeps coming back and coming back, trying to ruin someone's life. Gary Hallett stoops down towards Sally. Are you okay? He asks, although he knows from her letter that Sally's the kind of woman who wouldn't tell you right away if something was wrong. It took her nearly 18 years before she gave her sister a piece of her mind, after all. I'm going to sit down, Sally says, casually, as if she weren't about to collapse. Gary follows her into the kitchen and watches as she drinks a glass of cool tap water. He's so tall he has to duck in order to pass through the kitchen doorway, and when he sits down he has to stretch his legs straight out so his knees will fit under the table. His grandfather always said he had the makings of a worrywart, and this pronouncement has turned out to be true.